What's interesting about it is that people that I relate to, a lot of times, it's the people that I relate to, it'll do like some algorithm where it'll make me type something wrong.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird. And then like,
are people, you using speech to text?
No, it's really interesting. Like, I don't know if it's just weird, but I've noticed it.
Oh.
Or like,
welcome to the podcast, Sal. This is Genuine Echoes, and the phones are very interesting, right?
Yeah, they are. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, you look back like how your parents would just like sit and watch TV, you know, like all day. But it's kind of like, if you're not careful, you're kind of doing the same thing. You know?
Yeah.
But you're just doing it like, it's just really, it's actually a lot more quick, you know what I'm saying? Because here you would have to like travel to your couch and then turn on the TV. And then with the cell phone, it's just like literally like in your pocket, which makes it really convenient. And then not only that, it's like we're attached to like a lot of technology. Like for instance, like I'm searching for a vehicle, I'm searching for a truck right now. And it's like, you know, I'm looking at Car Gurus and I'm looking at the prices.
I remember the Penny Saver. That was cool.
Yeah, Craigslist. Craigslist, that, you know, that was,
I think they still have Craigslist. It's just like a download the app.
Yeah, I think so. You know what? That gives me an idea. I haven't looked at Craigslist.
Oh yeah, dude.
For the truck, I think I'm gonna.
So you're from Santa Ana?
Me, yeah. I'm not. Well,
born and raised.
Yeah. My dad was here in like in the 70s, and like I said, we ended up growing up in Garden Groovy. But no, I made my way.
No
back
garbage. Home. Just.
Yeah. So I grew up in a Vietnamese neighborhood, and.
Did you have a lot of Vietnamese friends?
I had a lot of Vietnamese friends. I did. Yeah.
Did they invite you over to their house and eat?
I don't think none of them did. No, they're really just play,
very,
you know, like
very private people.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they had, you know, they had the smart ones, they had the gangster ones, they had the
a lot of them
were like, you know, most of the top smart students were Vietnamese though. Mm. Yeah, they were Vietnamese.
They got the drive and discipline.
Yeah, they had a lot of discipline, and you know, they always wanted fancy cars and all that.
Cool. So the cool thing is that I'm able to be on this mic, but also hear you speak with this amazing technology is amazing. Like, I have no idea that there was a receiver hookup to my phone so that we can both speak and really do it, because it's very amazing.
Yeah.
So, and that's a receiver box. You can charge your stuff in there.
Oh, okay.
And actually, this company actually makes drones, not recording equipment. Now that's for iPhones.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah, and this right here, that's for like big cameras.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to look up where it hooks up at, or where it.
Oh, the battery. Port.
No, yeah, where.
It's in the back.
Oh, the battery's in the back.
No, right there.
Oh, there it is.
USB-C.
There it is.
I think the USB-C is like
very small, like very
universal now.
It's very stealthy, very.
No, dude, they make drones, man. They make a drone that follows you.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, even in Beverly Hills, they started like they've been flying them for law enforcement. So little by little, they're introducing, you know, the Terminator on us.
I mean,
which they say, you know, that the real Sarah Connor was actually the Unabomber. I don't know if you heard of that spin, but yeah, the Unabomber a while back was very famous, and a lot of the law enforcement from every state in America was looking for this Unabomber. And now the big spin is that
that was a shoe, right?
Excuse me?
Unabomber is a shoe.
No, Unabomber was a very kinda famous person that
I'm a bit ignorant that, on that.
That the government wanted. They said that he was planting bombs. But the spin on it is the reason that they wanted him was because he had some insight on the making of the computers.
They had computers.
This was back in the early 80s.
But they had computers in the 60s.
Yeah, that was all done. But the computers came across because of the Cold War. They weren't invented just for like a secretary. They're invented for
a lot of reversal engineering going on.
Well, they were made for, for even NASA. That's all.
Our phones are.
Our phones are made in China, which also makes it
the space station in the 60s when we supposedly went to the moon.
Supposedly,
our phones are actually having enough technology that can take us to the moon, an operating system, and back. Now we have 100 of these phones acting as technology up there, supposedly.
Yeah. Other than that, what's your favorite Mother's Market?
Santa Ana and
Santa Ana
and Costa Mesa.
Costa Mesa, yeah.
Huntington Beach, I only go eat at the cafe.
Yeah, I like the Santa Ana one. I like the Santa Ana one because it's a little bit bigger. I don't seem to go. I veer off mostly when I enter the store. I veer off mostly towards the right side.
Why?
And then I only go towards the left side if I'm using the restroom. But I'm mostly like...
Well, the vitamins are on the left-hand side.
Yeah, but it's like you get vitamins every 3 months, So it's most of the time...
Unless you're getting 90 days.
Most of the time I'm going to the hot bar, I'm going to the juice bar, or I'm going to get soap. So yeah, I tend to stay mostly towards the right. Veer off mostly towards the right.
So no left...
Not too much of the left now.
Why? That's where all the T's at. That's where all the,
It's just, there's milk.
So, but you grocery shop there?
Yeah, I do. But I'm a single guy, so I mostly eat out, so. Most of the time.
Eat out?
Yeah.
You don't cook anything?
I don't cook anything, no. The only thing that I... Actually, I don't cook anything. The only thing I do is I vaporize my water, and it goes through a distillery.
Okay.
That's as
to do
far
what?
As I distill my water.
You distill your own water?
I distill my own water. I was running good for 2 years, and one of the apparatus busted on it, and yeah, so
they actually distilled moonshine water.
Yeah, they actually had that. They made it so that you could only get that transmitter through the company. Because I went to an electronic shop to get that device and didn't have it. Because it's a device that that vaporizes the water, and it's at a set point for like an hour and a half and so on, and then it shuts off. And it's just... A square.
Do you put any like flavored Mio in your distilled water?
What's that?
Like flavored Mio. The flavored Mio stuff, Like it's like Crystal Light.
Oh, no, I don't do that.
Okay. Just plain old water?
Just plain old water. Plain old water, and I just started doing hydrogen pills.
Hydrogen pills? Yeah. Why don't you just shake your water bottle and there's hydrogen?
You know what? You're right. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
You just shake it and then drink and then it goes away.
This one, it's hydrogen.
All right. So.
Well, it's got all these things. You're able to absorb more minerals with it. It gives you more energy.
Yeah.
I've been trying it out. So I just recently started adding hydrogen.
So you weren't So I see that you're wearing two necklaces.
It's one.
What was the other one? Or was it just double wrap?
No, it's too long and it just gets in the way, you know, like, you know, it's like.
Is it like all stones,
you know,
or?
Yeah, if I sit, it's going to, you know, it'll hit the fucking, the bathroom seat, you know, and I don't want my, I don't know what you call this, but there's a terminology, but, you know, I just want to keep it away from those type of elements. So that's why I kind of, you know, I can turn it into two.
Yeah.
Right now, I just choose to have it.
So that's 108.
It's 108, yeah. And I'm going to be really, this is actually one of my, it's interesting that you say that because
I know you were saying earlier that.
Yeah, this is actually one of my best malas that I ever owned.
Okay.
Yeah, I paid.
So just put it in context for our listeners. You practice Kundalini Yoga.
I practice Kundalini Yoga.
And you are also doing teacher training, correct?
Yeah, yeah. I'm actually like pretty much done with it. So I'm a certified Kundalini instructor.
Okay. When did you graduate?
The graduation is going to be next month.
Okay.
You're
cool.
More than welcome to. Yeah.
Please awesome. Come by. Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah,
come by.
When?
It's going to be fun. I believe it's going to be on a Sunday.
Sunday what?
It's going to be on a Sunday. It's going to be next month on the, it'll be the third weekend of next month.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, please come. Really good food and
okay,
it'll be good. I mean, we started off, I think, with 11 and I think it all came down to, six of us. So yeah, there was a lot of dropouts.
Well, I mean, that's the process, right? Like the filter of,
yeah,
you know, when I'm, that's how I look at it. Mm-hmm. Like how we invested ourselves in a program or a job, right?
Right.
And then we start discovering if we do like this experience.
Yeah.
And then people filter.
I'm really glad that I took it. I mean, I was really honored to be in that class. I mean, it's been an absolute, one of the best things that I've really done. It was a really good choice that I made, taking that that course.
Yeah.
Pretty fascinating. Yeah, I got into psychology, parapsychology, Ayurvedic. I'm currently doing numerology.
Parapsychology. Yeah. So what does that have to do with Kundalini Yoga?
It's self-mastering.
Self-mastering.
And self-mastery.
So being okay to repeat and fail over and over until you get it right. Or there is no right.
There is no, okay. It's just like a, okay. All right.
Self-mastery.
So like, kind of like one of those, like, I think, therefore I am, or I am, therefore I think. So is that one of those?
Probably.
Is it kind of like one of those yin yang?
It can be. So, that, you know, like self mastery, like what does self mastery really look like?
It could all just be in thought.
I mean, does it have to be a certain way? Or for for me.
Is this even real?
Well, the thing is that for me in my life, like mastery is like mastering a skill. And in that way, like I know. Just for our listeners, you are a general electrician, right?
Yeah.
The Matrix, and for the Matrix world.
Yeah, you know, and it's interesting that I'm an electrician and, Kundalini is, you can look at Kundalini, you know, you have all these different, in a building, you have all these different panels and they all can be like these energy, chambers. Or energy points to this skyscraper. We have all these different wires going through these.
Kind of like the mother place of
right.
All the.
And then you have like the gear, mm-hmm. right? And then you have the grid. Yeah, Kundalini can also be, you can even look at it as a light bulb, right? Because you have the, you have the voltage, which is the energy that goes that it takes to light your Kundalini energy. Then you have your current, which is the intensity of the energy that's produced by the voltage. And then in that light bulb, you also have a filament inside that light bulb. And that can be constructed as your spine, as the chakra system running through. Wow. And then you also, and then in the light bulb, it also has the glass. And that glass can also be your body, okay? Mm-hmm. And you have to contain, you have to contain it so that you can, so that your light can be inside. And so, it also acts as a vacuum system, right? Because you don't want to let that vacuum leak out, meaning like you don't want to be controlled by your mind, body, and emotions.
I have a question. So that light bulb is emanating a certain gas, right?
No, that would be
because there's so
there's different types of
there's light bulbs. So much like
there's a phosphorus light bulb, there's an LED light,
right? There's but a, like there's heat a par out of there, right?
We're talking about like an incandescent light bulb, the one that Tesla invented.
Okay. That first invented. Oh yeah, running on DC.
Yeah. Well, and actually, he ran in
AC.
AC. Yeah, right in AC.
Yeah.
Yeah, he
made that. You know, it's funny. I mean, there's a big old conversation here. Like, but I'm like, it's, I am really grateful to experience, you know, the teachers coming out, you know, all this time you've been doing Kundalini yoga.
Yeah.
And teachers, the teacher, that what you're practicing is coming out. And I think people really like to hear your teaching on that. Mm-hmm. But on the whole light bulb thing, on the other side of that conversation, it's like you have Edison and Tesla. Mm-hmm. Tesla, and there was like a field lit up with light bulbs without wires.
Yeah, that's
without correct, yeah. wires.
That's
like,
correct, yeah.
Like, how does that happen? Mm-hmm. I mean, you're an electrician here, so like, what do you think that would put?
It can be done through inductance.
Like the coils?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Just like even now, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, you know, we have like wireless. How does the wireless get to 1.5?
This is 100 years ago.
Yeah, so it's got, you know, so we're getting their frequencies. We don't see it, but it's there. It's transmitting.
It's funny that we have to replace a light bulb that constantly goes out instead of there's a light bulb.
They wouldn't make any money if it lasted.
Oh, so you know this?
Yeah. Yeah, the original light bulb.
The original light bulb is still
Even now, there's still like a lot of light bulbs and they're like 100 years old and all of a sudden now they went bad, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, there's been light bulbs that last for like 80 years.
What about the ones in, there's a fire station that has a light bulb that's been on for almost 100 years.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. And they don't make any money. That is a rabbit hole.
It's kind of like, you know, like cancer. You know what I'm saying? If they had a cure for cancer, you know, they wouldn't make no money.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's not a subject that I would talk about right now because I have no knowledge around that.
Yeah.
So coming back to your story. So Kundalini and...
It's been a big part of my life.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a huge part of my life. You know, I wear a turban most of the time. There's a lot of controversy behind it.
Okay.
Including Yogi Bhajan. And
what's the controversy like around it? People can't like wear turbans because.
Well, you know, there's been a lot of. Masters that have roamed this earth and they've all encountered some sort of struggle. Jesus got tortured on the stake. Buddha got poisoned.
Allah. What? Buddha got poisoned?
Allah's Allah's right-hand man betrayed him, Osho, and the hot yoga guy, there's just always a lot of controversy behind all these people, all these like great radiant beings, even Martin Luther King Jr., there's always something behind the people that, there's always a price that people have to pay for this, but I'm just giving you an example of how.
So the controversy.
I'm just giving you an example of how this Yogi Bhajan is, he's.
But the
basically
turban.
he's being attacked. Yeah.
You said something about the turban being the controversy. Like what's?
Oh, a turban is something that we wear. It's a snug fit.
Oh, was that two separate things? The controversy around the turban, or it was just separate from Yogi Bhajan?
No. The controversy is about the person that brought Kundalini Yoga to the U.S.
But you got Yogananda brought yoga to the West before Yogi Bhajan.
Yeah.
The Self-Realization Temple. Mm-hmm. You have groups of people gathering around in the 40s, 50s. Uh-huh. Over here at the Palisades, and he's just, teaching people how to do yoga in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah. I mean, religion was derived from yoga. You can see Jesus. He's doing a prayer pose. Okay, with prayer pose, you're balancing the both hemispheres. So they took this technology and implemented it into religious kingdoms, you have your Muslim kingdom, your these different kingdoms. So it's a science, it's technology, it's just like with anything. I mean, if you lift weights, you're gonna get stronger, right? And so now they're turning it into you're doing all these kriyas and mantras, and now they're saying that they're occult practices, but I mean, what is weightlifting a cult? Because you're lifting weights, you're getting stronger, and you're you know what I'm saying? So it's like when you're doing these kriyas and these mantras, you're actually exercising your mind, you know what I'm saying? So you're making yourself.
So my reference in my past 15, 20 years researching religion and spirituality and some part of psychedelics is that for me, religion equates to, at the end of it, is structure and lifestyle. And lifestyle is how you exercise out your lifestyle, is how you experience your spirituality of where you're at in your life.
And right. Yeah. The church has always been a place where the poor can go and they can get help. It has built communities and gotten people together. So I think it's a great thing. You know what I'm saying? It's just like you go to Chinatown, right? There are people, they have a Chinatown and they live peacefully. They gather with their own kind. And no, it's like no one's going to mess with them because they're not messing with nobody else, right? So, or Mexican people like hanging out with Mexican people, you know what I'm saying? Nowadays, this whole woke thing going on, we're like, oh, no, that's bad. That's called racism, we all got to integrate together and all this. So, but I'm getting off the tangent, but yeah, with Kundalini Yoga, it's an Asian science technology that incorporates breath work, meditation, body movement. Kundalini Yoga is the yoga of awareness.
What's next?
And what's next?
Once you graduate, what's next for Cell? And
I'm gonna come up with the flyer. I'm getting drawn to teaching out there in Long Beach.
Okay. At the community healing, or
No, I'm just kind of do my own thing out there. It's Long Beach has turned out to be like this upcoming Venice type community.
Cool.
So, I kind of like it there. I like the vibe out there. It's only like a 20-minute drive from here.
20 minutes to Venice
No,
from Santa Ana?
to Long Beach.
Long Beach.
To Long Beach,
Yeah, that's a
You
bad.
know, here in Santa Ana, I was just thinking about it. It'd be great, if they had like a nice coffee shop open late night or something like that. Or like where people can gather and like-minded people.
So I don't drink alcohol,
Well, I mean, but they offer that in Long Beach, like in Long Beach, you can go there and you
Wasn't
can.
there a coffee shop right here? It used to be open at night?
I'm not
Right
sure.
here downtown, right here off of Fifth Street, right across the street from the school, right here down the street,
Not
off of
sure.
French.
Not sure. No, not sure. Not that I'm aware of.
Oh.
I know that there's one really cool coffee shop.
They should turn
There's
that.
I know there's Hopper and Burr over here, but they close at 6.
The coffee shop right here off of Santa Boulevard?
That one they close at 5. That's
Really?
Hidden House Coffee, yeah.
Their coffee's pretty good.
Yeah, it's
Their
really
pastries
good.
are good.
It's really good. But getting back to it,
All right. Well, thank you, Sal, for being present with me here and observing the genuine, experiences
Oh
of
yeah,
life.
I love talking to you. I mean, yeah, I can. Okay, I'm a great ranter.
All right.
Maybe I'm hoping for another episode soon.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for everyone for listening to Genuine Echoes. This is Ramon, Sunlight Medicine of the Soul. Catch me on Spotify, Sunlight Medicine. Take you out. Peace.